So here we go, my lovely listener. Thank you for being here. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit with your show host, Susanna Medium. Thank you very much for being here. And I hope you are having a good day. So today we are going to continue talking about various aspects of psychic and intuitive development. Now, if you listen to the previous shows, we talked about the certain aspects of us using our focus to center our energy and just reflect in the very moment what is coming up for ourselves. And we also spoke about how we can use various objects around us to keep the focus and see what is coming forward for us, the emotions, the thoughts, the experiences, the physical sensations, in relation to that object, what it means for us, and how we can use those experiences or reflections to learn about ourselves, to go deeper within ourselves. And then we also spoke about how we can use this little exercise in relation to somebody else to find out about their energies, about their stories, about their lives. In fact, how we can start channeling the energy by using the focal points, even when we are thinking or talking to somebody else. So that was one of the previous shows. So if you missed that, feel free to go back and listen to that. That is, again, that was about the certain aspects of spiritual development, psychic and spiritual development. Now, today we are going to continue talking about the aspects, and today we are going to talk about words. Words and then a speech. How we can use the words and speech, whether we are very enthusiastic when it comes to talking out loud, especially, or in public, or we might be, or we are a quiet person who, or a shy one, or we have all the limitations in our minds about talking, using words, using speech, or opening our mouth and making some noise, something which shows that we are present, which shows that we are, again, allowing the energy to flow, allowing the energy to flow through us. Here we go, words. We are talking about words. But the aspects. We can use the objects, we can use the words, we can use anything. I feel that the most important thing is not really what we are using, but the way how we are showing up to the experience, that we got the intention to be present to our own experiences and work through those experiences. Being vulnerable, being honest with ourselves, that whatever is coming up, whatever is coming forward, we need to give energy to that. We are, and then of course we are using our voice, we are using our ability to talk, our speech, to express what is present for us. Especially when we are talking to somebody else, we cannot just be there and think of the energy and think of the messages and the hope that the other person will understand us. So we need to start talking. Now, as I said, some people might find it very difficult to start talking, even just by yourself out loud. You might say that, oh, I cannot say certain things, or what happens if I'm saying certain things, and what am I going to do with those words or with those experiences or even the emotions coming up in relation to those words? What if somebody's listening to me? Even when I'm by myself in my room, what if somebody is listening to me and then they will find out about my very own deepest thoughts and feelings or emotions? What if? What if? What if I'm getting it wrong? What if I am just making up the things coming to me? What if I am just pretending that I am working with my energies, but then at the same time I'm clueless what I'm doing? So you see, you can think about your what if question, because if we are keeping ourselves very quiet, or we might not have had the experience to talk and share about ourselves very honestly and vulnerably, excuse me, then we might have a lot of what ifs. So if this is you, then my invitation, my lovely listener, is that you still stick with it. And then you start talking one word at a time. You might start talking in a very whispering way. You might just whisper. You might just say one word and then think the following couple of words in your head. But then you are saying something. You are committing yourself to saying something. You are saying to yourself, excuse me, you see, when my voice goes in a conversation, and it's always to do with communication, that how interesting we are talking about speaking up. So your job, this is your only job. Your only job is that you promise yourself that you are going to show up. You are making it a priority. You are making it your job to show up. You are going to discipline yourself. And then you are promising yourself that whatever happens, whether you are getting it right or not, then you still continue talking, and you are committing yourself to your own development. You see, we spoke about the personal development aspect of our work. It's not just working as a psychic or medium, but it is always about ourselves. We are developing ourselves. We are working on ourselves. We are growing and flowing with the energy. And whether we are jumping back in the linear timeline, back to the past energy or the present or the potential futures, we are still working on ourselves. So you are showing up. You promise yourself that you will be there. You are committing yourself to this exercise, that whatever it shows up for you, whatever it brings up for you, you will welcome it in a very loving way, in a non-judgmental way. You are welcoming it with curiosity, with, oh, you want to, you welcome it with a sense of honor, honoring yourself, and knowing that whatever is coming through you, when you are saying that one word which you are going to work with, then it is what you need to say. This is the word what you need to give life to. You need to feel the frequency in your body. So we are not just thinking of the word, but then we are saying it out loud. You promise yourself. And then maybe that is the first time you are taking yourself seriously. Maybe you think that, oh, never, nothing ever, ever happened to me, but now I'm going to have a go at this one. And then this time, maybe just this is the one where I'm going to start working with something, where I'm getting some success. if you want to measure it that way. Or so you see, you just promise yourself that you are showing up, okay? Now, if you are, on the other hand, if you are a very very established speaker who loves talking, and even if you don't have anything to talk about, but then you are still talking and you like the attention of the others, or you like the words or the language or the variety of ways you are expressing yourself, then this is also an exercise for you, but I'm going to share here in a minute. And this is also an exercise for you, because you might be the one whose mind is all over the place and you can talk about millions of different things. You can jump into a conversation and withdraw yourself and jump into the next one in the next minute, because that is what you are enjoying. You are enjoying the sounds. You are enjoying the words. You would be very, very bored and scared and withdrawn and frustrated and suffocated if there were no words around you. There were no people who would be speaking those words, then probably you would be making the sound, because that is your energy. So one way or another, that is your energy. So we are not going to talk about that aspect, why it is like that, but then we just take, this is how we are. So we can be very quiet and we don't want to talk about anything, and then we would rather just be observing life. Or on the other hand, we could be the notorious talker and speaker and contributor, and then the one who asks questions and doubts things. So you are the one who is using your words. So this is how we are starting. So position yourself in one way or another. You might say, maybe in some situations in my life I am a quieter one, but otherwise other times I'm feeling really in being my element, so I love talking. Or it could be the other way around. But still, you are showing up. Okay. Now I'm going to present you an exercise, a very simple exercise. It will have two parts to it. And then while I'm doing this, because I am passionate about you taking part in these conversations. So it's not just I am saying something, teaching you something, demonstrating something, sharing my own experiences about that thing, the pros and cons of using that thing or that exercise, but I would really love you to join in with this exercise and then see what opens up for you, just like we did in the previous episodes of Kick of the Day with Spirit. I can give you an exercise and then please join in. You can pause the recording if you are listening or replay, and then you can reflect, you can maybe meditate on what you just heard or experienced, or you can stop and then write, journal. Really, the choices are yours there. But then by all means, please do take part. Be bold to experiment with different exercises. In fact, if you've been sitting in various spiritual development circles, you might be very familiar with these exercises, but here we go. Every day is bringing something new to us, so you might just want to join in with this exercise. So I am using two objects here. One of them is a deck of cards, okay? The other one is a book. So I'm going to demonstrate two different things here. Now, doesn't matter what deck you are using. If you have decks, if you have cards, you can use those cards. Or if you don't have cards, you can use a selection of postcards. You can use anything. You can use a children's book, anything which is in front of you, as long as they have words. Or even if they don't have words, like postcards, or you open a magazine and you find a picture, use that one, because we are going to turn our experience into words. We are going to talk. Now, when it comes to talking, you use your voice, okay? So we are not talking inside in our own head quietly, because our mind might wander around about, would leave us in that sense, and we would lose our track. But then my invitation to you, my lovely listener, is that you speak out loud. We spoke about this. Why are we doing this? Because once you are saying something, then it creates a frequency. The air is resonating. The sound is resonating within you. It creates a frequency. And then while you are resonating with that, it is resonating in different parts of your body. The whole process is extremely miraculous. I truly, this is what I find. Because you could be saying one word over and over, and then you would have one sensation. But then there might be one point in your life when you say that word in the middle of a sentence where you have already said other words, and then they are already resonating on a different frequency, resonating in your body. And then once you get to your word, what you have already said many times, then it will resonate differently, and it will resonate at a different part of your body. And then that is where your experience begins, because we need to acknowledge that experience. We need to acknowledge the thoughts, the emotions, anything coming up, the body sensations coming up within us. And you see, that's why we are saying things out loud, not in our thoughts, but saying things out loud. So speak up, okay? So when I say speak up, you don't have to shout, you just use your normal voice. You can actually notice whether you are a quieter one and you build your energy as you are progressing, or you are always the loudest and then you don't really care whether you are talking louder or softer, or who is hearing you or what you are doing. But here we go. Let's start the work here. So let's work with the words. Let's work with our speech. And because I cannot hear you, because this is the one fascinating aspect of conversations, radio work and podcast, that I'm talking to you here. I'm imagining that you are there, and I know that you are there. If you are listening to this podcast, I know you are there. But then the whole experience is going to be yours. However, you know, at the end, if you feel like writing an email, sending me an email, I would love to hear from you. So I will talk about that a little bit later, but here we go. Let's work with the cards. Now, whatever you have, you can work with that, or just work for the time being, work with me. I'm going to give you the exercise here, so be part of that. So in my hand, I've got, can you hear, this lovely deck, lovely box, actually, the Gaia Oracle cards. Gaia Oracle cards. And I love, it's a nice little box. And beautiful, beautiful illustration, beautiful artwork. So that is one reason I'm liking this card. It has a little booklet. I don't really read the booklets. So one day we will talk about that. Why not? We are not reading the booklets, although they are very pretty booklets as well. So I'm going to shuffle the card. I'm going to tap. And I'm asking Spirit, show me one card we need to work with so that we are experiencing something in relation to our own reality. We are learning about words. We are learning about using speech. We are using this exercise for the greatest and the highest of our own senses and understanding. So I'm asking, and we are going to take one card out, usually what hops out for you, you know, or what you are drawn to. So one card is here. Now I can't see what that card is. I'm just seeing the back of the card. So what I'd like you to do, I am going to read out the few words written on the card. You can pause the recording here. You can write these words down. And my invitation is immediately when I say the word, you say the word. And then immediately see what is opening up for you. Just what is the very first thing coming to you, okay? So I say the word, you say the word, okay? Moonlight goddess. Repressed emotions. Healing. Reflection. So did you say the words? Moonlight goddess. Repressed emotions, healing, reflection. You can pause here and feel into the frequency of the words after you have said them out loud. Now, if you continue the conversation, you just take one of the words. We can just go one by one or in any order. We can go with the words. And then what I'd like you to do, I'm seeing the word, and again, you can pause. I'm seeing the word. And then with that word, you just start saying anything what is coming to you in the very moment. Without thinking, you just say what is coming to you. Goddess. So you repeat the word and what is coming to you. Okay? And you just flow. Doesn't matter how it is coming out of you, you just say what is present to you, okay? Reflection. Notice that sometimes, you know, you might be speaking in the third person or you might be speaking in the first person. So I could say reflection. I love reflecting when life is a little bit hectic. Because reflection allows me to bring my energy together. For a powerful reflection, I prefer silence and then a quiet space and time and space for myself. Not everybody enjoys reflective times. So anything which is coming to you, you know, I just gave you a few ideas here. Okay? Now, I wonder how you got on with this. Well, let's find another card. They were actually quite big words. You know, so I'm not selecting cards in front of me. But then let's choose another one. Okay, this one is coming out here at the front. Okay, I'm seeing the word, and then I'd like you to say things out loud, two or three sentences, anything which is coming to your mind. Ready, go. Positive outcome. Rebirth. Winter's end. Let's do another one. So the aim is the very first thing coming to our mind, we are saying it out loud. Okay, ready? Next one. Creativity. magical blessings. 3. Tree of life. Destiny. Fertility. So I would imagine now I feel that we've got 3 or 4 cards so far, that you are feeling that maybe at the beginning you were a bit quieter, maybe you might be still quiet, and for some reason you are asking questions about your ability or questioning things. You need to know that you are at the perfect place, you know? So be in this exercise, continue with this exercise, because we are allowing the energy to flow through. So we are not planning anything. I am not planning anything. I'm just shuffling the cards here. I'm not planning anything. No idea what the next card is going to be. And most certainly I would not know what words are going to be there, and would not know what I'm going to, or what I might be saying about that card or about those words. So we are not planning anything. We are just so much in this very present moment. That's why you hear the silence while I'm talking to you, because I'm holding the space for you. Okay? So engage with that. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Okay? So you will feel, you might feel the emotion, the emotional energy of some words, the joy, the happiness, the curiosity, the laughter. Something might remind you of something in your past when you were a child, something in your work environment, something in your family, something which might be your secret, something, anything. Your job is to hear the word, say it out loud as I say, and then you are saying what is coming up for you immediately. Ready? Let's go. Another one. Let's do another one. Hidden path. Spirit. Matter. The marriage of spirit and matter. I wonder how you got on with this one. So you see, what we are doing here is, and then you can also jot down things, you know? If you found something interesting, or you feel that, oh, I need to reflect about something, you write it down. And that's there for you all the time. So you see, now we used this card, this deck of cards. But then if you have your own deck, any kind of card where you see words written as a title or as a short description, you can use these ones very easily. You can use, in fact, anything. Okay, you can open a magazine, you can open a book, and then wherever you open the book, you say, I'm going to put my finger on the first letter or a first word, and this is what I'm going to work with. And then you can do the same. So really just start with one word. And then you will see, my lovely listener, how much your strength is building up and how much you are allowing the energy to flow through. You might feel that at the beginning I'm really stammering and I need to think about what I might be thinking of or about that word. But then later you will feel that actually you quite enjoy, you step into that energy and you start enjoying that experience, that you are just being playful, you know, that anything can come out of your mouth. So you might as well say it. And then you might laugh at certain things which are coming out of your mouth, and you might be actually shocked at what you are saying about certain things. But then this is what you need to do. If this happens to you, that you have a very intense emotional response, then it means that you are doing something really right, because that energy is coming from your core. It is coming from your core. So you are already flowing with the energy. You are trusting the process. You are trusting, you know, that the whole exercise, your whole life is safe. You are trusting, you are curious, and you are flowing with the energy. You are allowing that energy to come forward in the forms of words. Okay, so you can do the same. You can pick up a card. You can say to yourself, okay, I'm going to shuffle. What do I need to understand for today? And then you pick a card and then you read the words and then you just say things out about the words, anything which is coming up in relation to that word. A little bit later, then you can sit down and you can journal. And then that is an extended part of your work. And then you see the aim here, to be honest, is not to have an outcome or think about whether I'm going to get it right or what is the outcome or is it going to be a nice little passage or paragraph. But then the outcome is that the outcome is where you start. There is no such thing as an outcome. But then why not? Because you are continuously in flow of the energy. And then you are creating a situation for yourself so that the energy can work through you. And then if it's necessary, it brings forward healing, you know, for your own benefit. But then here we go. So these were the cards. You can do it. You can create a regular exercise with that. You can use it every single day, in fact. And then with that, you will feel how much it is helping you, how much your words are. I don't want to say the word clarity, how much clarity they are creating. But then I feel that once certain things start coming forward, then you feel that actually I'm feeling a little bit more clear about my life, clear about my past, clear about my relationships, and so on, and so on. So that is one bonus effect of working with the cards in this way. Now, the other thing is you can use a book. You can use, in fact, any book. You can use a spiritual book or any kind of book for the next exercise. Now, with this one, I have in my hands the called Life is Calling, How to Manifest Your Life Plan by Stephanie J. King. Now, I interviewed Stephanie, I think, twice or three times on my radio show with the Ask What Radio Network, Avana Psychic Radio, and Moonstruck TV. The shows are available on YouTube with Moonstruck TV, and then you find me as Susanna Medium Show. But then here we go. Stephanie has wonderful books and then also a beautiful deck of angel cards. But I am using this book because this book has, as I open it, every page, more or less every page, there is a new discussion, a new conversation happening. Let me see if I remember. Well, how many? Nice little handbook. So she created 379 passages, and each of them has a opening sentence, and the rest of the page is the discussion of that theme, of that topic. Now, why I quite like this, because I can just flip, and then, in fact, I'm not asking any question, I'm just opening, and then what I'm reading, and then I'm reflecting on those things. So, for instance, and then even if I don't have the time to read the whole passage, I just read the first sentence. Now, here you can do the same. You can do it, in fact, with anything, you know. But let me just see. We are going here. Let's see what we are going to read first. And this is 160th. I am an open channel for light and for love. How beautiful, how beautiful. So what you are doing when you are reading a phrase or a sentence, you are reading, so we've got more than one word here. And then when you are reading the whole sentence, it has an energy, it is resonating with you. You have already said it, pronounced it out loud. And then you know that some words are really resonating with you. That is where you would cheer up, you would have a higher joyful energy. And then you would have some words where you are not comfortable. And then you would feel a different sensation with that part of the sentence. So you can have all the combination of emotions, thoughts, and really experiences or memories coming up. But then when you have a whole sentence, you use the whole sentence, okay? So for instance here, I just read the sentence, I am an open channel for light and for love. And then you read the sentence and then you continue talking. How much you agree with this, whether you feel that this is talking about you, whether you feel that it is right to say a statement like this, You might be thinking whether it is always true, or sometimes you are dropping yourself out of your energy, and so on and so on. Your main thing here, your task here, is to read a sentence, whatever material you are reading. You read your sentence, and then you start talking about it. Okay, and you can always say, okay, I'm talking about 3 minutes, 3 or 5 minutes, but I am continuously talking. I am seeing exactly what is coming up for me. So for instance, if I say I'm an open channel for light and for love, I could say that in all my life, I always felt that this is what I needed to do, that I need to work with the energy. And then how very beautiful this sentence is summarizing that I am an open channel for light and for love. And then I could talk about, I'm just generalizing here, that how much or what light means to you, or how much love means to you, or how much the word channel, you being the vessel of your of light and love, or how much open that channel is. So you could really talk about any of these words. But then what you are doing here is that you are working with the whole sentence. And then because the different energies of the words, then you are able to talk more in an extended manner, because it has different meaning. The words have different energies, and then you want to cover everything in that sense. Okay, so you do the same. And then if you choose, you can read what she was channeling underneath of that of that sentence. So if you do another one, if I give you another one from this book, and then feel free to pause your recording and then do the exercise by yourself. And then this one, we are going there. I will be all that I am supposed to be. You can pause here and then do your talking. I will be all that I am supposed to be. And then you see, when you are reflecting, you might want to also journal, and then you will see what phrases, what conversations, what energies are coming forward for you. And then you might, after a while, you might see the patterns approaching, you know, the patterns coming out of your way of expressing yourself. And that is a point of reference for you, because that's the opening for healing, what you can embrace if you choose to do so. But then you see you are already being part of this work, so you are showing willingness, you are showing vulnerability, and then really you are honoring yourself by taking the time and then a space to be here and then doing something, exploring your reality. No? Now I give you another one, the last one. And then again, when you do this exercise, after a while you see how much your awareness have shifted. And then you see, even if you go back a little bit later, you go back on a sentence you have read before, let's say a week ago, and then you do the exercise again, you might feel different things coming forward. Then you might be actually wondering, why is it different this time? You know? So all these exercises here, they can lead you to one thing, which is your personal development and going deeper. Okay, let's do one more. And then this is, I must have faith that the future will be as it should be. Pause and then talk. I must have faith that the future will be as it should be. And then when you come back to the conversation here, when you come back, then you can reflect. You can wonder about the essence of what you have just read, or the essence of what you have just spoken. You might actually feel, actually it's not just actually, or you might, but I feel that there is a different experience with this exercise, because if you stick with that, you will feel the energy shifting in your physical body in that very moment when you are working with the words. Because you, as we said, everything is resonating within us. And when you are giving attention to that word, you are emphasizing that frequency. And then in one way or another, it is showing a different energy within your body. It is creating a different experience for yourself. So you are truly using it for yourself. It's just like when you are talking to somebody on the phone and you finish the conversation and you repeat certain words. And then you might say that, oh, during the conversation, I was very friendly and I was very supportive. But then when we finish the conversation, then you might be going huffing and puffing about certain things. And then you repeat the same words, what you just said a minute ago, but then because you give a different energy to that, you are allowing truly the energy flow through you, then your conversation about or with those words are going to be very different. And then this is where you need to be, because you need to be real when you are allowing the energy to work through you. You need to be real. We cannot pretend anything here. If you are pretending something, sooner or later, spirit is going to show you a life experience where you need to pause, and then you will be knocked back or knocked down or paused or pausing or stopped because there is something what you need to deal with. Spirit is not letting us further in that aspect until we have dealt with our, usually with our mind conversation, our ego conversation. But then you see, why is it important when we are talking about psychic and intuitive development? You see, whether we are using the cards or using the books or any kind of prompts, when we are talking from our own energy and all our experiences and so on. It is our own experience. There is nobody else whose energy we are working with. But then what happens when we've got somebody else, a friend, a family member? If you are a beginner, you're just starting your spiritual journey or psychic and intuitive development, you might want to practice with a person you know very well, because that is a time when we are still asking questions and we are doubting ourselves and we want to get it right and we don't want to make a mistake. But then we are with somebody who understands us. In that sense, it is easier. So you might want to do that. Find somebody who's energy is very familiar to you, and then the person who can read or hold the energy and the situation for you. And then again, you do the same, just like we did with the object in the previous episode, when we asked the question about the other person or the information for the other person. We are at the beginning, we are asking, please may I be in service, and then please my higher sense, my higher energies would be in service to the other person's higher energies. And then in that sense, you are opening the conversation. You might want to say a prayer or a chant or visualize a gate. You are stepping forward and then you are or meeting in the middle, in the midsection with that friend, meaning that you are in alignment with each other's energies. And then that is a space when you can start working with somebody else's energy. Last time we spoke about the objects as focal points. Here you are using words. Here you are using words. And then similarly to the previous experience exercise, you can use the cards. You are picking a card for the person. And then while you are reading through, you immediately reflect what it means to you, what you have just read. If you are a beginner, very likely this is happening to you. If you are more advanced, then you are not reading the card as if you are reading the card, but you are reading the energies reading through you, and then it's not going to be your reflection because it's not your time to have your reflection there. But then the reflection is about the guidance, is about the other person, and then for the other person. So you can do the same with the cards, with the books. You can pick a card for the person and you read the words. And then again, you start talking. You know, if you feel that you need a little encouragement, you can say one or two things, more of the general conversations. You can say that before the energy starts working through you. And then that's why I'm saying it's important to have regular practice, because you need to get used to allowing the words coming through. You need to get used to the unknown. That in the next moment, you just don't know what you are going to say, but you are going to say it. So you get used to flowing with the energy and trusting the whole experience. So you do the same. Pick up a card. Pick a card for the person. Start about a few things. Say a few things before the energy allows you to work with the person's conversation. And then you will notice that certain words might mean something to you. But then there might mean something else to the other person. It's a big conversation, big difference. This is where we need to be very clear about what is our own experience, what belongs to us. And then what is the other person's conversation? Again, with a lot of practice, you will be able to tune in with this energy. And then again, you can use the book, like the one I have here, Life is Calling by Stephanie J. King. You can use this book, or you can use anything, a journal, you can use a newspaper, a magazine, and you see a sentence, you see maybe with an image, and then in your mind, you are quickly talking about that, what it means for you, how it makes you feel, and what is the progression within that sentence or phrase, or when you are looking at the picture, but then immediately, you know, your intention needs to be back on to the other person because you are being in service. And then when you are being in service to work with somebody else's energy, you don't have time for yourself. It's not the time and the space for yourself. Okay. Now, so the way that actually that is the way when you are talking to somebody and working with their energies, you are still using your own words. You are still using your own physical body to create the sounds. But then there will be a moment when the energy shifts and then you will start saying things you have never ever thought about you could say, or you could do the whole thing, or even words what you might not be familiar with. Not in your active words usage. But then you see that is when something like this happens, that is the time when you know that, it's not my imagination, it's not me who is making up the words, it's coming from a different energy level because they sound different, they look different when I'm reading the words, they sound different, meaning their frequencies are different. And then if it's not your current frequency in your physical body, but then you have a word is coming to you, or a conversation is coming to you, or it's just being put into your consciousness, then you know it's not yours because that is not your frequency. But then at that point, you will know that it is the other person's frequency, the other person's story. And then that is where they start saying yes. Yes. Or they might say, oh, please clarify, or right now I can't think of, but I'm going to think about it, or no. That is where your friend starts giving you feedback, and that is where you are listening to the feedback. But then the most important thing there is that you are not taking it personally. You are not taking it personally, because then when we do that, we are really dropping the energy. It's like many plates are up in the air, but then when we are coming from that angle, we are immediately dropping everything, dropping the energy altogether. And then we are closing ourselves out of the whole energy work for the period of that discussion. You know, you can come back to your own original energy level. The most beautiful thing is when we are working with somebody after, again, lots of practice sessions with family members, with people we know, and then with the friends, those people we don't know, but then they are willing to listen because we are contributing something to them. So after many practice sessions, then you are sitting down and giving your consultation, giving your talk to somebody else. And then by that time, you will know that you are only working with the other person's energy. You cannot work with your own energy. Nothing cannot be or should not be coming up in our consciousness while we are working with the other person. Once you have had a lot of experience, many readings, then you are just naturally immediately switching on to the other person's energy. And then most of the time, you are not thinking about yourself. But then the words, I feel what is very, very absolutely beautiful is that the words will start coming and you will have, you see it always, that is actually a moment of pause, like in every show we have a pause, but that is a time when you feel that, oh, the energy around the conversation, your way of talking is shifting, you just feel it. Sometimes it comes with a white noise around our head. Sometimes it comes with a very sudden silence, and we are there. We are showing up to that point, to that moment, and then the words come forward. And then the words, when they come forward from that space, they are most certainly not your mind's own creations, because their energies are different. Your job is to show up and allow the energy to work through you, similarly to working on yourself, to that experience. You are just doing the same thing, but with a different setting. So, words. Now, another thing when we are working with words, if you are also using another skill like your visual abilities or your sense of hearing, excuse me, then you might have the words coming to you in your mind's eyes. So, for instance, you are talking to the person and then you are just, whether your eyes are open or shut, although our eyes is better to be, or they are better to be open when we are talking to somebody or doing readings. But then the words can appear in our mind's eyes, and then they can be sometimes sparklingly fresh in front of us, or maybe in multicolored colors, or it might be black and white, or might be in a very distance, and then we just see the words coming, the word is coming close to us. This is what it looks like. So spirit is using a different sense to show the words, and then even the way how the words are being shown, they carry meaning to the individual. So you need to acknowledge that experience. You need to acknowledge how the whole process is happening. Because very often spirit is communicating a piece of information important for the person through the way how we are describing that situation, you see? But then the words are written, okay, written in our mind's eyes. We can also hear the words. We can also hear them with our physical ears. I mean, we cannot hear with our physical ears because they are energetically words. So spirit consciousness, somebody from spirit, or even the higher dimensions, somebody just uttering something, saying something, and then that has a frequency and we are hearing it. But then you see the wonderful thing here is that we are not hearing it with our physical ears, okay? We can be in a very busy place, very quiet place, but then we are just hearing. And then we are hearing maybe a word, maybe hearing a short phrase. And then that is where we need to acknowledge that spirit is communicating through us with words or through words, whether they are just one single word or an extended paragraph even, or a sentence or a longer sentence. So be open to noticing the words around you, how they are creating themselves, how other people are creating those words. And then if you have a little practice, even just a little practice of being mindful or being quiet, then when you are hearing other people saying the words, so it's not coming from you, it's coming from somebody else, then you might have the same association of what you might otherwise have with that word. Or you might have something very, very mixed emotion. You know, we are individuals, so you might have certain feelings or thoughts, liking, not liking the person who is speaking, that can already color the whole conversation in that sense. But then you see, this is where you need to be very mindful to know how your brain is or how your senses are working, so that you can really be quiet with those words, you know, or being quiet with those elements, or being aware that actually, yes, I am experiencing that word, but I know it's not my own experience, but because I'm talking to somebody else, and then we are experiencing their experiences through their words. So here we go. Quite an interesting conversation, but I just wanted to keep it very, very modest and simple in this way by introducing two exercises here. The wonderful thing is that once we get going with the talks, then you might see actually that actually I want to try talking for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then you can open a journal, you can or a book, and everywhere where you say anywhere where my finger goes, that is a word, and you open your mouth and you stand up and you start talking, and then you will see where the energy is going, where it is going to take you, what is going to coming out of your mouth, and or you can even record it and go back a little bit later and then just listen to the conversation again. And then this time, not as a first person who presented those words, but then as a third person who is listening to your very self experience. So you see, there are all many different ways of working with the words. The most important thing is that we are showing up, we are taking it seriously, we are being humble about the experience, what we are to experience, and the words what we are given. We cannot take things for granted, because if we do, then what spirit consciousness they do or it does, or it is just that they are taking away the possibility or the way of communication, because they say, oh, this person is a little bit too much in their head, let's just slow down the whole process so that a little bit later in time we can bring that person back. And this is what happens. We cannot really run away with our big revelations. So here we go. I would imagine there are many other pointers to this conversation, but I'm feeling that we have covered a few important aspects here. So this show, Kick of the Day with Spirit, was about certain aspects of psychic and intuitive development by the use of words and speech. And then you will see, I feel that one outcome is that when we are in a working environment, or how we are showing up within our family or circle of friends and so on, then you will notice that you will start talking differently. Different words are coming to you. You have opened the channel, as you cannot close that channel once the energy starts working through, unless this is what you want. But then here we go. You will have an impact. It will have an impact on your personal life, even on your professional life, because you will start listening differently, because you have practiced listening within or from within and speaking out, and then really honoring your words. And then when you are in a different setup amongst family members or colleagues or friends, it is just a different setup, but the exercise is the same. It is the same. And you see, when you are working with the words, you would say that actually you will see people responding to you, reacting to you differently, just because you have practiced this channeled speech, in that sense. You have practiced it, and you gradually you will notice the shift of energy within your own speech, and then also how people are responding and reacting to you in these areas. So here we go, my lovely listener. That has been a longer conversation here. Kick of the Day with Spirit with your show host, Susanna Medium. If you have enjoyed this conversation, feel free to send me an email to hello@susannamedium.com. If you would like to support my work, support our work here, feel free to visit linktree.com/SusannaMedium, where you can find everything. And there is one pointer where you can, if you are drawn to, or if you are able to do that, you can make your small donation towards our work, so we can develop our conversations, invite people, or even just creating a stronger recording, I'm not saying studio, but the recording apparatus here. So here we go. That was your Kick of the Day with Spirit. We just show host Susanna Medium. We spoke about words and then a speech while we are developing our psychic and intuitive abilities. And today I'm talking to you. Today, in this very moment, wherever you are listening, it is still today in this very moment. So I'm talking to you right now on the 19th of April, 2024. And here we go. So that is the end of our Kick of the Day with Spirit, talking about words. Feel free to come back tomorrow. Follow the page, share the page, invite other people to these conversations, and then most certainly go and listen to all the other conversations. Sometimes our topics are building up on the others. Sometimes they are so one-off conversations that you cannot find another similar one-off conversation. So feel free to stay tuned in and be part of this growing spiritual community. So my lovely listener, thanks very much for being here. I really appreciate your time and honoring the space, and most certainly honoring yourself, because there is something what you want to understand and what you want to learn about yourself. primarily. So here we go. End of kick of the day with Spirit on the 19th of April, 2024. Thanks very much again. And I'm sending you lots of love and many, many blessings, and speak to you tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.